The Clubhouse Call-In with Burns and Gambo.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Every week we have an opportunity to catch up with a Diamondbacks player, and joining us right now on the Burns and Gambo show, a terrific outing last night, all kinds of fired up coming off the mound in one of those innings. Joining us here on the Burns and Gambo show to talk D-backs baseball with us, Diamondbacks reliever Bryce Jarvis, who joins us here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Bryce, I'm Dave. This is Gambo. Welcome to the show, man. We appreciate the time.
What's up, guys? Appreciate you having me on.
Great job last night. I mean, really. I mean, you get that situation, runner on second. Bush, obviously, dangerous batter, walks, and then Cooper gets that single. But for you to get out of that bases-loaded jam without only giving up the one run, the two strikeouts to Gomes and Happ were terrific. But take me through that inning and your mindset when you're pitching with the bases loaded.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're in that situation, you want to limit the damage, and knowing that you know, our guys are going to have a chance in the bottom half of the inning to put up some runs, you want to limit the damage as much as you can. Starting with that runner on second, it's always going to be tough to put up a zero. But you know, after I gave up that first one, wanted to do everything I can to keep our team in it and give us a chance in that bottom half.
Could you pick a better guy to hit a ground ball to than Christian Walker at first base? I mean, with Toshman, you get that force at home. He's just so good defensively. I mean, that's a great player to have a ball hit to, isn't it?
100%. I mean, walks a steel trap over there. And I think if I could figure out a way to force ground balls to the three hole every time, I would do it.
If only you could do that. Absolutely. Bryce Jarvis is our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show. I want to ask you about the ghost runner situation, and as a relief pitcher and kind of in your role adjusting to being a relief pitcher, you certainly would never want to concede that guy, but given how the rules are set up, how do you approach that runner at second base, knowing how easy it is for that run to score? It doesn't count as an earned run, but how do you kind of approach that, knowing how easy it is for them to get that guy in?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I think you have to stay on the attack. I'm not sure that anything gets better in the game of baseball when you approach it with, you know, timidity or cautiousness. I think you gotta go at the hitter in the box and trust that, you know, whatever swing and miss stuff you have is going to work in that situation, and really focus on the batter in that situation.
Yeah. It's been a few years now. Do you like the rule?
I think it definitely accomplishes the job of speeding up the games and breaking these stalemates.
Good answer, Bryce. That's a good answer. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely does the job it's meant to do.
I'm sure you've been in a situation before. Ginkle throws the wild pitch, it bounces, Moreno can't locate it. How frustrating, how helpless do you feel as a pitcher when you know where the ball is, but your catcher doesn't know where the ball is?
Yeah, it's tough, that situation. There's a lot of moving parts, runners, batters, umpires. It's tough for sure, but it's all part of the game, and one of those things you just gotta over communicate and you know, hope the bounce goes your way. Honestly.
Six appearances for you so far this year. You've been very good with this team, and in, I think it's three of them, you've gone more than two, you know, two or more innings. You pitched three against Colorado. Your ability as a former starter to be able to take some innings and some bulk innings and pitch two, three, four innings, how important is that for you and for this role on this team?
Yeah, I think anytime you can go multiple ups and be available for those situations, it just helps the team and helps me be more available for different situations. I can go those multiple ups. I can also pitch, you know, shorter outings and be available more frequently. Kind of whatever the team needs, it's nice to be able to kind of be a Swiss Army knife and fill whatever role is called for.
What have they told you about, if anything, about your role within the organization and whether this role you're in now as a reliever, if that's your long-term goal, if that's what a short-term thing, what have they told you about kind of your future within the organization when it comes to that?
Not much in regards to future roles, kind of just more focused on the present and being versatile and, like I said, available to step up for kind of whatever situation arises in the here and now.
Did it take you a while to transition to this role? Did you have to adjust anything when you went from being a primarily starter to a reliever now?
Not really. Kind of took me back to where I was in college at Duke, and coming up as a freshman, I was in a similar role before I transitioned into being a weekend starter, and that was kind of the mindset I had to put myself in, is be available in whatever opportunities there are now, and then maybe in the future earn more innings and potentially transition back to a starter.
I've seen some of the pitchers, I think it was Nelson, relying on a lot of cutters, you, a Gallen at times. Tell me about that pitch for you. I know it was something you were working on a whole lot. How much have you developed the cutter in your arsenal?
Yeah, it's been a huge pitch for me this spring, and then in a few of my outings so far this year. It's something that I usually tinker with in the off season, and for whatever reason, this spring it caught more traction, and I felt comfortable enough to kind of solidify it in my arsenal of pitches. And I think in the role that I'm in, it's been a huge pitch, something that I can throw in zone and get weak contact with. And when it's really on, it even produces swing and miss, which is kind of the name of the game.
When you look at the injuries that you guys have suffered to some of the best defensive players on this team, Alec Thomas and Perdomo, does it change your approach to pitching? You still go out there and do everything the same? Because those are two of the best defensive players at their position, and with them out of the lineup, you guys obviously just not as strong defensively.
Those guys are definitely in a class of their own defensively, but from my perspective, nothing really changes. I know that we have a next man up mentality, and anybody that we put out there is going to be more than capable of making the plays necessary to win ball games. So from my end, nothing really changes.
All right, Bryce. Well, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks for joining us. Best of luck the rest of the season. I'm sure we'll catch up with you at some point. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
For sure. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bryce.
All right, Bryce Jarvis, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show.